Welcome to the Later Bloomer, where we talk all things life after 50 because reinvention doesn't have an expiry date. I'm your host, Victoria, and today I'm joined with a fabulous, funny, and refreshingly real Lady P, Laurie.
Hello.
TikTok's, oh, hello, is TikTok's own ADHD queen. Diagnosed recently in your 50s. So, hello, Laurie, Lady P.
Hello, hi.
How are you today? All right.
Oh, my ADHD is very ADHDing at the
Is
moment.
it?
Oh,
Is it?
it's off the scale at the moment, and I don't know why. That's
Oh,
not
do you
busy.
take, oh, well, I'll get into that a little bit later. Look, we're like that. I'm like that. ADHD, we'll talk about in a minute. So how starting, sharing with your story, tell me the brilliant, bonkers and brutally honest content as possible that we're going to talk about. So basically, I want you to discuss, first of all, the ADHD types and which one you've been diagnosed with. Does that make
It
sense?
does, but I don't know much about it. I just know mine's combined.
Okay,
So,
yours is combined. Okay, right. And then your childhood memories. What I want to know is where were you the naughty one? And they always said, "Oh, you're naughty, you're naughty." And really, you were sort of like hyper and intrigued by everything and interruptive. So tell me about sort of like growing up with your as a childhood as well with it.
okay, do you want to do that? Because I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
I had the worst childhood.
Did you?
Awful, because I didn't have any friends. I didn't ever have a sleepover once
No.
in my entire life.
Oh, it's the same.
Because I was the child that was weird. And I know we're not allowed to use that word, but I was a weird.
Yeah.
I was what they used to call then away with the fairies.
Yeah.
I was cat-handed. I couldn't play. So I was the person that got chosen last, when you're doing sports. So I was never chosen. I was
Yes.
at sport. I was disruptive. I didn't have any friends. I was very, very lonely, and
Yeah.
that sort of that followed through even into university.
Yeah.
So I just was the odd kid, and
No, I get it.
it was
Yeah.
horrible. It was
Horrible.
well. It was just not a nice childhood. I mean, literally, I
Was
spent
it like sort of
my
like
own.
your attention span? How did you get on in university then? Like with that attention span and with your work,
Well,
how did that cope?
because I didn't have any friends, I worked all the time. So I'm not the kind of person. I mean, I can problem solve things very quickly, but if I take information in, because back then everything was just books, I'd read the same page about 20 times, just wouldn't go in. So, I did well at university, but I had to work really
Really
hard.
hard.
It's not something that was easy at all.
No, I can imagine.
From my background, it was the only way I knew, because in those days you got free everything. A lot of people go to university, so for me it was a means to get a job in London.
And
That's
then
it.
what did you do as a job then?
I was a fashion buyer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was.
So fabulous. And how did you cope in your job then?
Well, I did really, really well. I mean, I stayed with Arcadia for nearly 20 years. I mean, I bought for everyone from, Principles, Topshop, Evans. But because they say that people with ADHD have got this inherent ability that
Blair.
they know things. It's like we can go into a room and I will know who's having an affair with who just by the I've guessed it loads of times. The thing is, somehow I knew it would sell, because I used to always get, I could get myself really deep inside my customers. Even when I was buying for plus size stuff, I'd really study my customers and empathy with them. And I knew what their names were, where they ate, what their boyfriends did. Breathed it. And so, yeah. And it's also very glamorous. And it was a glamorous job to have. It was a backbiting, bitchy world. If you're a bit like me and a bit of a softie, I did used to go home crying quite a lot.
So, symptoms in adulthood, for anyone wondering what to look for, if you're thinking, could this be me? And this is, a question for me, really, because I've got bipolar, and then suddenly they're going, oh, actually, I think it's ADHD.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
The problem is the reason that, because I don't do any of the social media, I don't do anything, I don't do
Yeah.
Facebook, I'm nothing. I only do this TikTok
Yeah.
anyway, because when the menopause collided with my ADHD, the
Yeah.
symptoms that I have that are just being untidy,
Yeah.
I interrupt all the time, I can't focus on things, I can't sit still.
Yeah.
The ADHD symptoms collided with the menopausal symptoms. It actually made me extremely unwell, to the point that I was very mentally unwell.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to get, it took me 5 years to get the diagnosis.
Yeah.
So it's when those two collided. So I wanted to sort of
So
warn.
going into your 50s, this was when you started to menopausal, ADHD, mental health problems. Is that right?
Yeah, it was literally,
Okay.
they collided and I couldn't take HRT. So I had all the things that go with menopause and all the things that go with ADHD. And I couldn't mask the ADHD symptoms that I masked all my life, because when I wasn't, I had a very high flying job. But then when I wasn't working, I was the PTA mummy, one of
Yes.
those ones that's,
Yes.
fundraising and all that stuff. And I
Yes.
had sleepovers and I had lots of stuff to focus on. Then when it got to my mid-50s, when my children, because I had my kids very late in life, they
Yeah.
didn't want me doing all of these things anymore. I didn't have a job. My husband and I by then were fighting so much because I was not very well. And
Of course.
I didn't have anything to focus on. So all that masking that I'd done all my life, that was it. I didn't have, I
Yeah.
all sort of collided.
Oh gosh, that must have been so hard.
So many medications out. They put me on mitazepine, propranolol, citalopram.
So it's all misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
And how are your anxiety levels then? You
Well,
know, going through something,
I
you
couldn't.
know, and them saying to you, oh, it's not ADHD, it's this, it's that, it's a, tell me about that.
Well, they put me on 15 years worth of antidepressants
Wow.
medications. And for 15 years, even my ex-partner said to me, "You are not depressed. There is something wrong with you." But I really didn't know. I don't even know how it happened. I just saw something. Because I realized that when the menopause hit me, I shouldn't have been as bonkers. Because I was unbearable. It led to the breakup of
Oh, baby, yeah.
it led to, I ended up having to move out the house. I was really,
Gosh.
really ill. Yeah, I lost
Gosh.
everything
Yeah, gosh.
because of it.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to try and warn women that if you think you might have ADHD and you're approaching perimenopause, just try and get a dose. Even if you don't want to do anything with that diagnosis,
Yeah.
you'll know what's wrong with you,
Yeah.
and you won't be sort of like I was, just thinking,
Yeah. What is wrong with me?
what's wrong with me?
Yeah. And so going on how to get a diagnosis though. I mean, I'm trying to get one done for my son. It's so hard.
Well, it took
You know,
me.
NHS, crazy time.
Well, I was on the NHS. So I was on the NHS where I started in when I was 55. So
Yeah.
after 3 years of being on the NHS one, I used the right to choose, which is
Right.
you can choose a private provider and the government will pay that provider.
Okay.
It's a scheme, but again, it still took me 2 years. So I was waiting in
Yeah.
5 years to get the
Yeah,
diagnosis.
yeah, yeah.
And even when I got the diagnosis, I had to wait a year for what's called titration for the medication. So even
Oh
though
my
this was
goodness.
being paid for by the government,
Yeah.
diagnosis, they still were so busy, they couldn't get round to me for a year.
Oh gosh.
I
So it just rolls on while your life is just completely in disarray. And, you know, oh, it's so hard.
Yes. Well, it's even worse because I can't take the medication. I got titrated for it, and unfortunately, it didn't suit me.
Okay.
No, I waited. You have like a, you. I waited 5 years, and it took 3 months. That's all they give you to work out which medication you can take. And there's loads of different ones: Concerta, Ritalin, Vyvanse, and they worked. I had peace in my brain. I had total peace in my brain, but they gave me very intrusive thoughts, and didn't want to.
Didn't want that
I
side
didn't
of it.
want that.
No.
So I had peace for 3 months. I felt like a normal person, and then I had stopped taking them about 2 weeks ago. And the ADHD has come back with a massive vengeance.
Oh, honey.
I know. I feel
So
like
how do you cope on your day-to-day life now then? Don't.
don't cope. And because of what happened with my breakup and everything, I am completely on my own.
So you got no, what about friends and family?
My family live up north, and I've got friends from church, but sort of other friends. I mean, I really was so ill, I kind of everybody away.
I get that.
You know, it's not easy sort of trying to make friends at, well, I'm nearly 62. So.
I'm still trying.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't, you know, people say go and do book clubs. You can't do a book club.
Oh no.
I can't sit still long enough.
No.
You
I
know,
can't.
salsa dancing. No, I'd rather. Don't anyone see. I've got two left.
Woohoo.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really
Yeah.
odd. And I just thought once I got the meds, well, they did change my life for 3 months, but
Yeah.
I take them
Yeah. And
quite.
so tell me, why can't you take them?
Because the effects that they have on my.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah, they give me intrusive thoughts. It's
Okay. Yeah.
work.
Right. You did say sorry.
It's just that, you know, I've never really.
Yeah, it's difficult.
No, and I, you know, I that before I took the medication, I regulated myself by going to the gym every
I was
day.
just about to say, is there any other way?
Yeah, there was. What I did was I went to the gym every day, and I completely cut all sugar. All kinds of sugar, everything out of my diet, and that really did make a difference with any processed food. So I don't eat anything that's processed, and that really did help. But then, of course, when you take the medication, oh no, I was also taking lion's mane, magnesium, omega-3. But when you take the medication, you can't take all of those ashwagandhas and
No.
all that stuff. So
No.
I will, obviously, I'll start to take those again now.
Good. Oh my goodness, what a nightmare for you.
I know it's
And
just.
there's other people out there, that I want to bring this to, fruition basically to others, especially adults, like my son, like myself, the whole family basically. No, just us two.
Well, my mum is as well. She's never been diagnosed.
Just us two, not diagnosed, trying to desperately get diagnosed. I'm on the waiting list. He's now going through ISO, and they're now just done a test, which he had to fill out.
Yeah.
There's online ones as well, just to test yourself, for your own mind's sake.
Yeah, and the thing is, what you've got to do is you've got to be honest on them, because it's no, they are, I mean, filling in the forms, if you've seen, they're absolutely giving someone who's got ADHD a form that's got about 30 pages on it. It's just a nightmare. I mean, I nearly missed the thing. But yeah, if you do the online test, which is free, that's start. You do that first, and if you think, and if it says right, you're raging, you that form to the doctor, and then the doctor will start the process with you. But
Okay, that's good.
it's years long.
I know.
And do you know,
Oh.
if you know this, women with late diagnosed ADHD have a life expectancy of 70, and the average woman's life expectancy is 83.
Lovely.
So
Not
you know, now the longer that I leave it to get, because I know,
diagnosed, get sorted.
yeah, so now I've got 9 years left for it.
Oh
And
my God, that's awful thoughts.
pretty awful. And you know, and I kept saying I'm waiting 5 years. I didn't want to be pushed in front of children, obviously not, because no, children come first, but other people, younger people that got a lot longer left in life, I really wanted the opportunity of having a few half decent years.
Yes, exactly. Live life to the full, they say.
Oh, I'm going to be
Live
doing
every day, they say. Live for today.
Yeah,
Oh,
so,
well, best we live for today then, because we haven't got very long.
well, I know, and I did do a whole bit of thing about ADHD and dating as well, which I don't know if you saw any of those because my children made me take them down because they didn't like them. But that was very funny.
Oh, really? Right. Well, now this is the one that I want to go into. ADHD and dating. So, if the children don't mind, how many children have you got?
Two.
Two. So, if the children don't mind, we'll just quickly go over what is it like to date in place basically 2025 with ADHD.
So it's a nightmare because you can mask yourself. You can be normal in inverted commas for about
Half an hour.
yeah. Yes, I mean I am an untidy mare. I'm untidy. I interrupt. I can't sit still. I can't go to the cinema or anything like that. So you'll probably have a few dates with them, and they'll think, "Oh yeah, she scrubs up okay for an old bird." But then, the mask starts to drop because you can't be on your best behavior all the time.
Yeah, of
And
course.
I generally end up getting dumped, or do you know what? Mainly, I get bored because
Yeah.
there's a thing. Have you heard of limerence?
No, tell me.
Well, there's a thing called limerence, which is like basically because everything that we do is so dramatic.
Yes.
Whenever you start going out with someone, you immediately fall in love with them and think that that's it, and they're the love.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know my life was a limerence then.
I do that all the time. I think this is it. I found the one. Actually, I did think I'd found, I still might have found the one, but I've got stuff that I've got to sort out in my life. But as it happens, I
Don't
think
we all?
you go out with someone else that's got ADHD, it's easier because they kind of get this go through, but not too much because two ADHD people together.
Do you put on Tinder? I'd like a slightly ADHD, please.
I'm banned from Tinder for life, so I can't.
Okay.
I
Oh, God.
don't know anything wrong. They just banned me. No,
That's a whole different story. We won't go there.
I've come off all the dating sites now because I just
Right.
it's
Yeah, but then you get all the silly idiots on TikTok that go, oh, hello, Rudermark. Oh, it's just crazy, isn't it? I get them all the time.
the amount
Hello,
of people
beautiful.
who this week alone, I must have blocked about 200 people. And it's mainly younger guys, actually. I think,
Same.
what's that all
Hello, darling. No.
can I buy your bathwater
Yes.
or your used socks?
Fur. Do you like fur?
Oh, I've never had that one.
I've had, do you like fur?
Oh,
Lovely. No, I don't.
my God. So, yeah, so do you know what I've decided? I've just decided I'm just going to.
It'll happen when it happens.
I haven't got long.
You're the right
Long
person. Yeah,
time.
that's right. You haven't got long. Oh my goodness. Don't say that. Don't say that. That's awful.
Now
But
that life,
yeah, I understand what you mean. It's hard, isn't
it is hard, but that life expectancy is only because we engage in risky behaviors.
it?
We do things like, I mean, I've written off four cars, or we walk out into the road not looking for a
Not
bit
yeah.
catty. So it's not because of any sort of physical illnesses, it's just because we're more likely to have
We're
accidents.
silly billies.
We are silly.
I tell you, I'm talking to you today. I have got it left, right, and centre, and all around me. I have.
Well, that's it then. So have you done your have you
I've
done
done the test, and it's raging.
your... Oh, was it raging?
Yeah, raging. Yeah. And my son's done it, and he's raging too.
Are you going to try and get meds?
So, well, what it is, I don't know, because I'm on so many medications for bipolar, which I obviously haven't got now. Because
Yeah.
they've said I'm inverted brackets. I've got ADHD now. So, it's terrible, isn't it? But like you were saying about the antidepressants. So, for the last 10, 15, 20 years, actually, 15, like now when I look back, 15, 20 years, oh my goodness, I've been, on medications for bipolar.
It's disgraceful. It's
But do you know what really annoys me, Laurie, is the fact that they diagnosed me on 1 hour consultation and went, oh, bipolar, there we are.
No.
Yes. And then I said to them, I want a rediagnosis because my therapist thinks I've got ADHD. Spoke to him 20 minutes. He said, no, definitely a bipolar. So that's my two diagnoses for bipolar.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
That's bad, isn't it?
I think the trouble is, it's just that they keep saying, don't they, that everybody's got ADHD now, and it's what's happening is people like women that would didn't know have it are coming forward and we're talking about it. So no, but
So
then
this will really help.
yeah, I mean, all I can say is those meds that I had were wonderful. They changed my life. I didn't think 100 different things at the time. I thought, well, and maybe I might see if there's, any others that I can take that don't side
With the
effect.
intrusive thoughts. But you never know. You never know.
Well, the trouble
You've
is,
asked them.
my titration time's up now, so
Oh, goodness.
and
Okay.
get 3 months, so that's it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. So,
Okay. So what happens now then? You don't have any other time. They will not give you any other time.
that's it.
Oh, my God. This
I
is
know.
ridiculous.
I know.
And then if you do privately, it costs a fortune.
If you do it privately and then you go back to the NHS, you start, it's just the sometimes they won't give you the medication.
Medications.
So it's I've looked into it.
So that's crazy too.
That's crazy too. So
Oh, goodness.
trying to,
Deal with it on your own and literally. So I was going to say, so all the herbal outlets, is this helping? So
what they did,
in magnesium.
yeah. So the ones that I would recommend are, and they did work, were lion's mane, ashwagandha, a very good omega-3, and or magnesium.
Right.
And I did go down lots of rabbit holes about why those are the ones, and they did work, but only when I combined them with exercise and
Right.
combined them with not eating sugar. But also, I have to stay away from stress. If I get anything that triggers me on a stress level, like
Yeah.
dealing with family stuff, then that's it. It doesn't matter how much exercise I do, whatever I do,
Same.
I'm just, yeah, you're the same, just that's
I'm
it.
the same. Yeah, that's it.
I'm like,
And I've got a lot of stress at the minute, so at the moment I'm like, woo, so hyper.
stay away from, I think I need to stay away and just sort of have some peace and quiet and just get my back myself back on.
Definitely. Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a trial. Trial and tribulations.
I know.
Yeah, but we're here now. We've
Holly,
got a life to live today.
yeah, I think the thing is, you just have to smile, because if you don't smile,
Yeah, you
then
got to. You
you've
got
got
to. And all these messages from all these men, you got to laugh. Like
oh.
you've been doing in your TikToks is so funny. Like, oh, what does this mean? And he said this, and
I
you
know.
know,
I know that.
I love it.
There's one called Yorkshire Lad, and he's a shocker. He finds different ways when I block him to come back with different names.
Yeah.
I can't reply to half the stuff that I get sent because
Yeah.
it has violations. So when I try
Yes.
to reply the stuff that they sent to me, I get a violation or a
Yeah.
strike for trying to reply.
Yeah.
I get so much worse than what you see.
I know.
Like,
Don't worry about that. I know.
do you get?
It's terrible. It's shocking, should I say. Not terrible. It's shocking.
If they were half decent looking, but they're all just
Yeah.
mimic.
I know. Or they fakes their photo with
Yeah.
somebody else's.
Yeah.
Or I get fake TikToks where they've nicked all the TikToks off of somebody else, put like five up of their TikTok videos. This is awful. Puts their picture on it and then goes, "Hello, beautiful."
No.
Uses their stuff. Yeah.
Someone
For
stole
me,
my
because
product.
I looked at one the other day because I thought, "Nah, five videos and like blah blah." So I looked into the actual name, and he'd so ripped him off. Terrible.
They did that. I can't remember what mine was. Somebody ripped me off and used all my videos and then just put backup accounts or something like that. And then
Oh
emailing
no.
men and asking them for money and saying that Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Laurie.
I know.
Isn't it awful?
I think sometimes I cry and I think, why am I doing this? And then just today, I'm just about to post a lovely person who said, thank you so much. I think you've helped me realize what's wrong with me. I'm going to do a test.
And that's why.
And when, and that's why. And every
Yeah.
time I feel like I want to just give it up.
But do you think it's a distraction? My TikTok is almost a distraction
Course it is.
for my life at the moment, because I've got so many things going on in my life right now. So my TikTok's a bit of a distraction as well.
Oh gosh, I mean, if I didn't get up and brush my hair and
I agree.
I wouldn't
That's it.
but TikTok, I wouldn't do it. So
That's it.
it gets me, it makes me do stuff.
I agree.
And then it also makes me use my brain a bit because I have to think about how I'm going to
Oh, yes.
whip the
What should I say today?
And I think the thing is, it's, you know, we do catastrophize stuff. We do. I mean, everything is a sort of bloody catastrophe
Yes.
for people like us. And so we just need to go, right, that's it, stop now. Do a couple
Yes.
of talks. I'm
Yeah,
on the creative
totally.
fund, so I can earn a bit. I mean, you don't earn much money at all on
Yeah. The
TikToks.
monetizing side of things.
Yeah, and I don't. Oh, my new favorite one now is just reviewing the people that do the reviewing because they're all these face creams and all this business that don't work. I'm sick of it. So I'm like,
I'd totally go there as well. Yeah, totally get
yeah. So that's sorry. So yeah, it is a distraction.
it.
I used to do a lot of work with homeless people.
Did you?
But
I
I,
wanted to do that.
well, let me just tell you something. I did, but if you're an empath, which you definitely are, it's very hard to not get involved in other people's lives when they're so trapped.
It's true.
It's good because you
I
think,
would.
yeah, well, that I did. I did, and I was sort of trying to help people and get them homes. And anyway,
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
yeah, and you can't do that because it just takes too much out of you as well. But that was a big part of my life that was taken away that I might go back to doing, but sometimes you can just get too much.
Do you know what I found in life? I've through the years, okay, I've taken on every single child that's been sort of like not getting on well at home, okay, and because we had such a good like upbringing, the children we had fun all the time because mum was fun, of course. No, mum was nutty, probably because of the ADHD. Anyway, so we used to have a lot of fun. We lived by the beach, and all these kids basically would stay over all the time.
Yeah,
Every
why?
weekend they were in my house.
I love that.
Then I'd started taking in the bloody parents. Like
Yeah.
we'd meet somebody and we'd go, "Oh, you're homeless. Oh my God, come and stay with us until you get sorted." And it just took and sucked the life out of my husband and I. But we did it.
Yeah,
And
I
it
know.
was only until I got to my 50s that I think, what on earth was I thinking?
You're being kind. That you're being kind.
Yes.
That's,
Yes.
you know, and
Yeah.
you know, given, I don't know about you, but because I've, you know, I've really, my childhood was so horrible.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone because people were really mean to me.
Same.
I don't want anyone to go to have anything
Go
mean.
through that. And I think that's why I took all the kids on because I didn't want them to feel like that. Yeah. And my kids as well, especially sort of like they didn't have many friends because it was like the school's really hard nowadays. Really hard with the bullying and things. Because when in our day, okay, as my husband always says, in our day, you'd get bullied in the school day, you'd go home, it all stop. But nowadays, you've got the mobile phones, you've got computers, you've got TikTok, you've got Instagram, everything that it continues all the time.
About that, yeah.
It's
Yeah.
true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
hard going.
You know, I
But
was.
look, one thing I want to say is one thing Lady P wishes more people knew about ADHD, tell me. So if you had anything that you could wish people knew about ADHD.
Right, okay, it would be that deep down, underneath the nutty, outgoing, vibrant, bubbling personality, deep down in most of us, there's a lot of sadness.
That's correct.
There's a lot of sadness that I don't think will ever go away. And don't judge us, because I know we do get judged for being over the top and that kind of thing. We don't want to be like this. I don't want to be exhausted all the time. I'm mentally exhausted. A normal person feels. So please try and be kind to us if you can.
Yes, that's what I say as well. Because my mind never stops. I wake up in the night, okay, and it's like beep, and I'm like in my head. So from the minute I wake up to the minute I close my eyes, my brain just goes blah 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 blah
Yeah.
this way, that way, this way, that way, this way. Watch the television, listen to the computer, listen to some music while on the computer, while talking to somebody on the television as well.
Yeah,
It's madness.
you do
It's
this one.
horrible.
You always have loads of different cups around where you haven't finished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always, always.
Doors.
I'm messy, like what you said. You know, I'm completely messy. Everybody has a go at me, but I just can't help it. I try very hard, and then the room becomes messy. Yeah, and I have to do it again. I keep saying to my husband, "Can you help me, please? Because it's got all messy again."
Said once, my ex-husband, can you take a photo of what you think looks clean? Because I spent all day cleaning. When
Yeah.
he got back from work, he said, "What have you been doing all day?" And I said, "I've been cleaning all day." And he goes, "That's not tight."
Yeah, but you know what it is we're interrupting ourselves with other things, other
Well,
distractions.
yeah, we are. So we never actually finish it. Oh my
Yeah.
God, I'm gonna have to have a lie down now.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to ask as well, I want you to put the message out there for anyone getting diagnosed in your 40s and 50s or beyond. What's sort of your message, how to do that and how to get going now?
Well, the first thing is, if you think, particularly if you think you've got it and you're approaching perimenopause, if you're a woman,
Yep.
do an online test first. Do that free online test. And then, depending on the results, you've got to get to the doctor, because
Yeah.
the wait list is about 5 years.
Yeah, that's
And
crazy.
basically, you'll be into the menopause by then if
Yeah.
you've got it. And I honestly cannot stress the psychosis that I got. I wasn't just sort of having a bit of I was really very,
Same.
very ill. So
I've
please,
had that.
just.
I mean, the funny side of my psychosis when it first started, I used to see little squirrels on the floor or cats on the wardrobe, but then it got really intrusive and I didn't like it. And then I had to go on medication for this is my problem. I'm going on medication, medication, medications for all these different things with psychosis, bipolar. This antidepressants. They've given me a concoction now. I take 13 tablets in the morning and 11 at night.
No.
Yes.
Well,
And all probably because I've got ADHD.
do you know? Well, let me just tell
Been
you this.
misdiagnosed.
Don't at the moment. I know you've got some things for playlists.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything apart from the lion's mane and that kind of thing. I'm not
Yeah.
taking any. The only thing I do have to take is, because I never ever sleep, I've been on Zolpidem for 15 years.
Yeah.
I didn't, I wouldn't get 1 hour's worth of sleep.
No, that's me.
But
I'm
obviously,
not sleeping.
it doesn't work anymore, because obviously
Yeah.
I've been on it so long, but at least I get 2 hours rather than,
Nothing at all.
yeah.
Yeah, I probably get 3 to 4 hours a night.
Me too. And that's exhausting in itself. I mean,
It is.
never having a proper deep sleep. And
No.
you were saying take a
I'd
nap.
love that.
I'd love to have a nap, but God, my brain's going.
I'd
Oh. Well,
love that. I know. So, and then what we got to say is laughter, lessons, and letting go of the bloody labels.
yeah.
Everybody labels us rather than just taking empathy with us, isn't
No,
it? You
I
know, it's label you this, label you that.
know.
And then all we want is to be, don't label me, just have some empathy for me, just be nice. Helpful and support.
And explain things, just because, we can be eloquent. Well, I think, we are
Well,
at the
I'm
job.
not
But it
very
is
eloquent.
things go over our heads, because It's just so, don't sort of raise your voice if you think I've been talking too loudly. Because
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people with ADHD have tinnitus as well. And
Ah.
it's the thing. So quite often I'm shouting because I'm
Trying
all,
to get over the tinnitus.
yeah, exactly. So there's lots of things that we have, lots of little things that we,
Right.
another, we're more likely to be left-handed. I didn't know if you know that one.
Oh, no, I didn't know that one. I'm right, so.
Yeah, so there's lots of little things, and added all together, they mean our lives have, I think it's something like by the age of 12, we'll have had 20,000 more negative comments against us than our peers,
Yeah.
just because of always being told off for stuff.
Yeah,
And
that's
that
it.
follows you into life. Because
Yeah.
that negative reaction
Yeah.
that you've always had
Yeah.
follows you into life. So
Well, my kids say, "You're shouting, Mum, stop it." When I'm on the telephone or I'm doing a live TikTok, anything like that, they're going, "You're shouting, you wake me up at night." And I'm going, "I don't wake you up at night, surely not." And I said, "I can't help shouting. This is just how I've always been. My voice, why is it shouting? I've always been like this. Why suddenly are you going shh like
then
that with the hands going down like that, like in the volume, sort of go down, down, down?" And I'm like, "But I've always been like this. I don't understand."
And we get labelled attention seekers because
Yes, I'm a
that,
attention seeker. I'm a drama queen.
oh yeah, all of that
You
stuff.
get that one?
Oh, all the time, drama queen. Yeah, oh, all the
Yeah.
time. But well, now I don't because I haven't got anyone to talk to. So
You got me anytime. It's horrible, isn't it? But look, I'd say that's it for today's episode of Listen to the ADHD. I do want everybody to come forward if you think you have ADHD, if you need any advice, if you want anything, like anything at all to do with ADHD, not you guys out there that want to give us fur or you want to take us out, please. It's literally, we want to talk about ADHD only. Please, only that.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much for having
But look, a huge thank you, Laurie. I really appreciate it. What absolute force of nature you are. If you ever felt too much or not enough, remember you're exactly who you are meant to be. Keep blooming, keep smiling, and don't let anyone dim your sparkle, especially if those rude men in your comments block, delete, and strut away, darling. And all I can say now is catch us next time where we continue to talk all things over 50 and why life only just begins here. Don't forget to follow, like, share, and tell a fellow bloomer. Until then, stay fabulous.